first experiences in the Episcopal Church was the Easter Vigil service at the Church of the Ascension in Chicago, large cavernous church, cathedral-like, high Anglo-Catholic. I was about 26 years old. And ever since, this service has been my favorite of all the liturgies of our church year. It's longer than many of us are used to. Historically, it began in the wee hours of the morning before sunrise on the morning of Easter Day. It's one of the earliest liturgies of the Christian church. We have just now rehearsed the history of salvation and pivotal readings of God's saving action among the Hebrew people of the First Covenant. There are 9 readings possible, perhaps more in the Orthodox Church, but we have narrowed it down to a few less. But this is a drama about the ever-present light in the darkness. Even the darkness of Good Friday gives way to the first light of the resurrection at dawn. In a microcosm of liturgy, we celebrate the grand macrocosm, the whole movement of the Hebrew Christian proclamation about God, creation, and salvation. At the end this week of the horrendous ordeal of the past 3 days, tonight we proclaim the light of Christ. This vigil of Easter has been called the Christian Passover, and the liturgy builds on our Hebrew tradition of the liberation of God's people from slavery in Egypt. So it has been the primary place in the Christian year because of that, for baptism, the beginning of new life. It is the time that we are invited, as we will do tonight, to renew our baptismal vows, our commitment to the new way of living. Tonight also is the first sharing in an action that Jesus left his disciples before his arrest, the sharing of bread and wine, where Christians have discovered Jesus' presence with us, as he promised, even beyond death. The mystery and the wonder that is at the heart of this vigil of Easter is that, in an intangible way, we are introduced to a new dimension, scarcely and dimly foreseen, in the small new flame of the Paschal candle as it is carried into the church. It is a new dimension of living that we have called the universal Christ, revealed in the flash of light which darkness could not overcome, and now given a human face for us in Jesus. It is Christ revealed for us in Jesus' complete self-giving, culminating with his death. It is Christ revealed for us in Jesus' core message that is now intensified even more at his death, forgiveness on a cosmic scale. There is something new here, something bigger than any of us could have ever imagined. It is bigger than any of the human projects that we have undertaken, past or present, to proclaim our supposed invincibility. It is something that surpasses all our self-centeredness, all our species-centeredness, and everything else. It should be a clue to us that the most frequently mentioned response to the resurrection in the Gospels is fear, 6 times in the 4 different stories. When we're caught off guard and don't know what to do, our natural response is fear. When our presuppositions and our assumptions no longer account for what we encounter, we don't know what will happen to us. Without warning, reality is something more or other than what we thought it was. But our natural fear of this is more than just being scared. It is a numinous fear, mixed with wonder and awe at something genuinely other. And as the story of wonder unfolds, and as we realize that this is about us, about all of us, the resurrection overcomes our number one fear, our fear of death. And in that, it calls us to a level of life in all of life's abundance. And ever since, it is the risen Christ who is bringing you and me and others back from all our own fears and all of our own forms of death. Celtic Christians spoke of times of great loss and change as boundary times. You are standing on boundary ground when the solid ground upon which you once stood appears to have become a swamp that can no longer bear your weight. Surprisingly, they called such a place sacred space. The boundary is like the shoreline of the sea. On one side, you see the solid ground that you've lost, the hard-won building of your life, your career, your marriage, your family, your friends, your health. On the other side, you see nothing but the expanse of the unpredictable ocean, no land in sight. The ground at the boundary is hallowed ground, even though it seems like a swamp of despair. It is hallowed precisely because here you encounter the call to a new stage of being, a deeper layer of the ground of your being. And these places are always ones of vulnerability, but also places filled with new possibilities that we call the light of Christ. The risen Christ stands with us at these boundaries. Whatever times or places of vulnerability they may be for us, Christ calls us to transcend what we thought were the finalities in our lives today, to have faith in the light which the darkness cannot put out. So this evening we join with Christ in the infinite dance of God's love. We journey towards the new creation.